Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Really excited to have LV Shane on the podcast this week. Hey, LV, what's going on, man?
What's up, Shiloh? How are you? I'm good.
Good. I love the fact that dad stuff got in the way last time. We were going to do this, and I think you couldn't find someone to watch your little one. You know, dad stuff getting in the way. I like it.
It happens sometimes, man, and you know, it's kind of been my wife against the world with all this stuff. I've been gone a lot, so when she needs me, I gotta go.
Yeah, you can't exactly be like, I'm just chatting with radio folk today. Sorry.
She understands the importance of it for sure, but you know, sometimes things just got to be done.
Your life has changed incredibly, and we're gonna talk a lot about the hit. And the meaningness of it, but what has changed for LV Shane? Are you getting recognized everywhere now? Like, is it hard to go anywhere, especially because you're in Kentucky, small town, big town? People just know who you are now.
Well, definitely around home, I get recognized a lot, like at Walmart and stuff. I stop and take a lot of pictures, so that's cool. Not so much just out in the world, but every now and then I'll run into somebody, but. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, it's just been such a wild year. There's been so many like milestones met, and I'm wondering how in the world a year could ever top 2021 for me. I've got to do so many cool things and so many things I've dreamt of my entire life, and I'm just glad to see that people are resonating with the music and enjoying coming to our shows and you know. I don't know. What do we do from here?
I don't know, man. I bet better you than me, because I don't know. Like, how does it get better? I mean, you've been asked this 1,000 times, but I'd be stupid not to. Luke Combs reaching out basically and saying, I wish I had wrote that song. That's friggin' Luke Combs talking about one of your songs, man.
Man, it's incredible. I mean, Luke is, he's definitely killing country music right now. He's like the biggest, most, you know, streamed, most played on radio. Like, he's everything country music, and he could have said anyone, any of his heroes or anything. For him to have picked, you know, our song just means the world to me. I haven't met Luke since, you know, things have really blown up for him. I met him one time at Losers bar here in Nashville. He was out right when Hurricane had first came out, and I think I accidentally took his drink that he ordered from somebody off the bar thinking it was mine, but it was really cool that he would do that for me. And I know that some of his writers have a cut on the record or have a song on the record, and I'm glad that, you know, he's put an awesome team together around him, and it's pretty awesome to have the support of somebody like that.
You know, if he had known that drink story, he would have said anybody else but LV Shane when he was asked that question.
I don't know. I don't even know if he would remember it, but I sure remember it just because, you know, he's Luke Combs. And I was just like, he turned around and was like, I had a drink sitting there, I thought. And I was like, taking a drink. And like, I don't know, buddy. I don't know. So
you just fade into the background. What? It wasn't me. I wasn't even here. Okay, so you have a baby girl now. How old is she?
2.5 months old, man. I've got to see her maybe like 3.5 weeks out of that 2.5 months. We've been so busy, but I'm so in love, man. This kid she's awesome. It is the coolest thing watching her grow up. Even if I'm having to do it over video or FaceTime, it's so cool to see. Like, she's a different human every time I see her. She's doing something new. She's rolling over, or she's making new noises or new faces or something. It's incredible.
It's got to be incredible. And then, of course, the boy who your song is about. I mean, my goodness, how special is it to share it with him and have such a great family connection? The biggest song of your career, the one that's really launching you, that everyone knows now, started out with just a simple little song, Gratitude, about him.
Yeah, man, it was really cool. The inspiration for that song came from a Facebook post, actually. It said, I don't have a stepson, I have a son that was born before I met him. And, you know, I approached writing this song from a place of hope. You know, I was still fairly young in my relationship with him, 4 or 5 years. And anytime, I'm sure any, you know, step-parent or anything out there can relate to this, is when you come into another child's life, another person's, another parent's life, you know, my wife and or whatever, you come from a different place, you have different core values, whatever, this can be a tough thing. And I was struggling at that time with, like, where I fit in this kid's life. And I wanted to write a song that he could go back and listen to later on in life and really know my intentions coming into his life. And, you know, I sit down with Lee Starr, Nick Columbia, Russell Sutton, and all four of us guys. We didn't have anything going on. And we wrote this song that night, and, you know, we all agreed that it was a gift. And it has done nothing but prove to be such a gift since then.
What did he think of it the first time you played it for him?
Man, he was so young. He was, I think he was 9 or 10 when we wrote the song. So he's like, he didn't really connect with it. And he's never really had anything missing as far as a father goes. My father-in-law and my mother-in-law, they've always been very, very involved before I was in the picture. And his, you know, his grandfather on his biological dad's side. And it was, so he never really had anything missing. But I think now I don't even realize sometimes, like, the glue that this song has been for me and him and our relationship. And you know, we moved back to Kentucky this year, and, you know, before he was like splitting his time between his grandparents and us, and my wife and I were trying to maintain our marriage and me do this thing down here and have her down here a few days a week and then back in Kentucky and all this. And it was crazy. And now I'm the one that's doing all the running around. But he's 15 in college, in high school. I got one high school, one diapers, and he's also a different human every time I see him. He's growing up so much. So
is he using your fame for good yet? Like, is he asking you, hey, Dad, can you get me into this? Can I meet this person? That's a, you know, if I had LV Shane as a dad, that's what I'd be doing.
Man, I tell you, this kid, he could, I don't know what the word for it is, but I mean, he could really care less about all that stuff, man. He just wants to do what he wants to do. He loves motocross. He's not like a racer or anything, but he loves the sport. He likes to go to the races. He loves hanging out with his friends. He loves going to ball games. He loves playing video games. And that's the only things that he really focuses on. He's like, he's not a big music person at all. Which, you know, I hate that. I wish he was. I wish we shared that. But we have found some common ground in the last couple years with, like, cars and stuff like that. Me and him have started collecting Hot Wheels and going out looking for Hot Wheels cars together and stuff like that. So,
what's the hardest one to find?
The hardest one to find here lately, I've been looking for this Ford GT40 Super Treasure Hunt, they call it. So Hot Wheels has got these, you know, they have their mainline cars, but they'll have so many thousand of these cars that are the same as the other car, but it's painted a little different, and it's called a treasure hunt. So we're looking for that GT40 right now.
Well, I hope you find it.
I hope we find it too, man. If we find it and buy it for $2, it's already worth like $150 on eBay. So
your new album is coming out on the 29th of October, and it features our buddy Tennille Towns on one of the songs. Did you know her? Just someone to collaborate with, or do you guys, you guys have a friendship?
I met her over a text. I love her voice. I love her songs. I sent her a text and was like, "Hey," I got her number off somebody. And was like, "Hey, I want you on one of my songs. I think you would absolutely kill it." And it was like we'd known each other our whole lives, man. She was down. She came to the studio. I had such a blast with her. She's such a sweet person, and she's a phenomenal singer. I love what she brought to this song. And, you know, I look forward to people getting to hear it and getting to highlight such an awesome artist on my record.
Is there anybody more bubbly? Man, she, like, her... If you go in with a bad mood with Tennille Towns, she's gonna cheer you up in a second.
Yeah, I'm sure she has her own struggles or things she deals with, but she sure don't let it shine through. She's a positive light, and you know, like I said, I've only hung out with her one time, but she brings a lot of positive energy into the room.
Halloween candy, what's your favorite one? We got to talk about that. That's what everyone's thinking about. Do you have a favorite?
Man, I don't even know if they make it anymore, but do you remember those little strawberry, like the wrapper looked like a strawberry and the top of the wrapper was like green and looked like the leaves or whatever? And it's like always in the dentist office and stuff.
No.
I don't know. I haven't seen one for years, but that was always like my favorite candy in the world. That and I love Now and Laters. I think it takes you forever to chew them. And my dad used to give them to me all the time when I was riding in a big truck with him when I was a kid. And I thought it was because he liked me and wanted to give me good candy. But I think later on in life, I realized it was so I would shut up.
Hey, Elvie, thank you very much for doing this. I can't wait for the whole world to hear your record. I'm going to listen to the whole thing. They just sent it to me this morning, told me I can't share it with anybody, but I can crank it. So my neighbors might get a chance to hear it before everybody. But
yeah, man, please check it out. If it's put together in a way that you kind of get a ride through my life from beginning to where it's at now. So if you got, I think it's 53 minutes and some odd seconds long. So if you got some time to really sit down and play it and check it out, I would greatly appreciate it.
And good luck following up 2021, because 2021 was pretty damn good. I don't know, man. Maybe you just take a year off. You're just like, I did a lot of stuff in 2021.
Yeah. I tease some people every now and then, tell them I'm retiring after this year because I don't know how it gets any better. But we appreciate y'all for being a part and making it so great.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.